In New York, this year's Whitney Biennial Art Exhibit is less politically strident, less sexually explicit than it used to be. Also, it's not centered around a few New York galleries, as in earlier years. But as David Darcy reports, it's still a way for an artist to make a reputation, and for some, to make money.
At the Biennial, there's architecture, internet art, lots of what might be called installations, and sound art. There's photography, some painting, even lace. There's also performance art. Curators say Karen Campbell is trying to transgress prescribed modes of social behavior. She sits by one of the elevators with her eyelids painted to look like real eyes that never shut. Her inspiration isn't Andy Warhol or even Jeff Koons.
I'd actually made this photograph where I had my hands over my eyes and on my hands were painted eyes. And then I was talking about that piece with a friend of mine, and he brought up the Three Stooges, where the guy's sleeping and he has his eyes painted on him to make him seem like he's awake. And then I said, oh, I'll just do a performance where I'm sitting with my eyes painted on it and I'll talk to people like that. And that's how the piece came about, pretty much, more or less.
Besides presenting performers like Campbell, who's not being paid, the museum sponsored the installation of sculpture in Central Park as part of the biennial, with funding for the first time from New York City. One of those works is a 5,000-pound, 50-foot-high stainless steel tree by Roxy Payne. In the park, it's attracted local dogs and buyers. Payne's dealer is James Cohan.
It looks as if there is a private individual who's extremely interested in acquiring it, and we've had several inquiries from public institutions as well. So we're quite excited with the response.
The Whitney Biennial, which some critics are attacking this year for looking like a student show, has also always been attacked by someone for being too commercial or not commercial enough. But the biennial's roots are in commerce, says Whitney director Maxwell Anderson.
Well, the tradition goes back to 1932 when we actually had a sales booth in the lobby of the original Whitney helping the artists sell their work. So there's a venerable tradition of the Whitney basically bringing to market a series of works of art, which we're very open about, since many of these works were not made before we came along, and we gave a lot of money, as we have each year, to the artists in the exhibition to make their work, with no assumptions that we would own the work in the end. In the last biennial, there was something on the order of 1 out of 5 or 6 works in the show ended up in the permanent collection, and I would hope it would be a comparable ratio this time around.
By the opening, the museum had bought only one work in the show, says curator Larry Rinder.
It's a piece on the second floor. It's called Rememoir with Memory, and it is a drawing, painting, and collage that represents one moment in the artist's very complicated sort of mythology that has a lot to do with fundamental questions of existence, of morality, of justice, of right and wrong.
The artist is Trenton Doyle Hancock from Paris, Texas. He's drawn interlocking tree branches and, underneath them, uncontrolled weeds, which he's inscribed with words and letters. Being in the biennial does not necessarily translate into dollar signs, says Hancock's dealer, James Cohan.
Does it automatically mean that they will become rich and famous and super successful? No, I don't think it does. But it's a real platform for people to look at the work and understand it and put it in the discourse of 20th century or 21st century art. And that's an important beginning.
And Cohan's gallery makes money. It's not the only gallery benefiting from biennial exposure. One room at the Whitney has paintings by Ouattara Watts on every wall, listed as courtesy of Gagosian Gallery across the street, which means the paintings are for sale. 2 years ago, the Whitney bought 5 works by Jeremy Blake that were in the biennial. Now Blake's gallery, Feigen Contemporary, has a waiting list for Blake's work, which is also in this year's biennial. Not every dealer's cashing in. Stephen Schlesinger sells contemporary art a block away from the Whitney. He says no Whitney curator has ever stopped by. It might be sour grapes, but Schlesinger says that for most artists, biennial buzz is just a 15-minute high.
If you look at a 10-year-old art magazine, you're going to see a lot of names that no longer exist. And a 20-year-old art magazine, you really are fascinated with the names that were well-known at the time. And, you know, who knows where they are now?
The contemporary market is still flourishing. Museums, even the Whitney, are canceling exhibitions and cutting back on staff, but they're still buying contemporary art. Dealer Richard Feigen says that's what their trustees want to buy, and it's also available and affordable at a time when people are holding Impressionist and so-called blue-chip 20th century work off the market and waiting for those prices to go up.
And then you've got museums proliferating everywhere. You've got more than $3 billion worth of museum construction underway in this country. So all these spaces have got to be filled. So you've got an increasing demand and a decreasing supply and a reluctance on the part of people to sell what they've got.
Dealers are maneuvering to get works by biennial artists into as many of those museums as they can, in the hope that being in a permanent collection somewhere will help artists outlive the current contemporary boom. If a major museum buys, others around the world will follow and prices will go up. Dealer James Cohan says museums are essential for marketing the artists that he's showing at the biennial.
We're not necessarily always selling to museums, but we're working with the curators to help organize exhibitions or to facilitate loans for their exhibitions. So in many ways, while we look like a retail shop, we're actually much more of a service organization.
And for Cohan, service is brisk. The Whitney Biennial continues in Manhattan through May 27th. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.